Investors and brokers wore worried looks as the morning progressed and the main Gulf stock exchanges lost billions of dollars. The Saudi stock exchange lost 10% at the opening bell and remained 9% lower for most of the session. Exchanges in Dubai and Abu Dhabi were about 5% lower after losing almost 7% Sunday. Al Arabiya TV reported that much of the slide was due to a collapse in the real estate and property development sectors, which have seen tremendous growth in the United Arab Emirates in recent years. Few Arab stock markets were unscathed, with Kuwait, Bahrain, Oman, and Qatar all losing at least 4%. Most Arab and Gulf markets appeared to take their cue from Asia from the outset, after Tokyo and Shanghai lost around 5%. Brokers in the Gulf suggested investors began panicking after the price of oil, which plays a large part in Gulf economies, fell below $90 a barrel in early trading. In neighboring Jordan, Parliament member Mohammed Zarikat told a financial website that his hometown of Jarash had become a disaster area due to stock market losses. 90% of our citizens have been hit by the slide, he says. The relatively small Beirut Stock Exchange lost just more than 5%, although traders insisted that Lebanon is usually an economic oasis in times of international turmoil. The Egyptian exchange bucked the trend and climbed slightly. The Beirut Daily Star newspaper's business editor, Osama Habib, insisted he is optimistic in the short to medium term and that Gulf and Arab exchanges should stabilize after a few days of turbulence provoked by world events.
But as I said, it's natural. You know, it's a global village now. You cannot say that I will not be hit by the other. They will be affected. But the economies of the GCC are still strong. You have the oil as the main source of revenue. Another factor which may have affected the stock exchange are the falling oil prices. Today, the barrel of oil is below $90.
Habib was less optimistic for the long term, especially if the U.S. program to buy toxic assets from troubled banks fails to stop a global slide into recession.
If this financial crisis turns into recession, for example, into the global recession, it may, in the long run, it may affect the GCC stock exchange if the crisis continues. Now, if the U.S. measures to check the crisis, if it did not succeed, there would be some concern, of course.
One veteran Gulf investor told CNBC's Arabic language business channel that a global panic was hitting all international markets. It is difficult to say when a panic will stop, he concluded. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Beirut.